Let's answer some questions. Is SuperSport still invested in African football, or do they just want to broadcast European football? SuperSport has long been the dominant force in the landscape of broadcast rights in sub-Saharan Africa. The South African business has been broadcasting CAF competitions since 1992. SuperSport has also played a huge role by investing significantly in the region. At its peak, SuperSport funded nearly 70% of all sports in sub-Saharan Africa and currently invests north of R1 billion annually for sports rights. Now, this spend has been used to upskill local administrators and production crews, improve facilities, and assist federations in obtaining sponsors. So they've played a massive role. SuperSport's biggest challenger for rights is Star Times. This is a Chinese state-supported electronics and media company that entered the African market in 2002 and is now active in more than 30 African countries. How they do it is by keeping their product cheap, offering some football, a mix of local African channels, Chinese news, and a little bit of entertainment. The 2021 Africa Cup of Nations introduced us to a new player, New World TV, a smaller company out of Togo, who won the bidding process and are also the current rights holder for CAF rights. Another emerging player in the East African region is Azam TV. They were founded in 2013, but is growing quickly across multiple countries in the region. Although all of these broadcasters have had some success with CAF rights, the same cannot always be said about domestic African football, and one of the key reasons for these troubles is governance. For example, SuperSport had been the official broadcaster for leagues in Nigeria, Kenya, Angola, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and Uganda, but has since exited all of these markets. In 2016, SuperSport chose not to renew their broadcast agreement with the Ghana Premier League, and within just 2 years, the league had to be suspended indefinitely after a massive corruption scandal. In 2017, SuperSport terminated broadcast agreements with both the Kenya Premier League and the Nigerian Football League, citing a breach of contract within 3 weeks of each other. A similar scenario unfolded in 2020 when the Football Kenya Federation announced a lucrative $110 million 7-year deal with Star Times as the official broadcaster. However, after just 1 year, Star Times cancelled the contract, citing poor execution by the FKF. Despite these challenges, football is still the biggest sport on the continent, and each of these broadcasters that we just mentioned has rights to some African leagues. In 2022, Azam secured the Tanzanian mainland Premier League broadcast rights for 10 years in a deal worth 225 billion Tanzanian shillings. And they followed that up with a Kenyan Premier League broadcast rights deal worth $9.1 million. Star Times was also active in 2023, signing a billion naira broadcast deal with the Nigerian Premier League. As for SuperSport, they continue to be the official broadcaster of 3 leagues on the continent, including Zambia and Ethiopia. But nowhere is their investment in African football more apparent than in South Africa, with annual investments of 630 million for the broadcast rights to the Premier Soccer League, 140 million for the title sponsorship of the DStv Premier League, 32 million for the Multi-Choice Disky Challenge, and 5 million for the DStv Compact Cup. In addition to their broadcast commitments in South Africa, SuperSport has played a huge role in the development of football in South Africa by signing the first major broadcast deal in 2007. And they followed this up by funding the formation of the first reserve league in South Africa in 2014. They also fund the DStv Ekasi games, DStv Phillies games, and many other informal matches across the country. So while SuperSport may be accused of having pulled out of the broadcast agreements that they were in, they're still very much invested on the African continent. But what about the accusations that European rights are all that they prefer? All of the above broadcasters that we mentioned have some sort of European rights agreements within their books. And if they were unable to sublicense rights from New World TV for CAF competitions, would they then be expected to stop broadcasting these European football leagues just so that they can seem to not be favoring European football? Well, that will quickly lead to financial ruin for all of these broadcasters because they need to broadcast matches in order to earn advertising revenue and recoup their investment. So in conclusion, SuperSport investments in African football, particularly in South Africa, is quite substantial, multifaceted, and ongoing. The broadcaster may not be perfect, far from it, but it cannot be denied that they have the longest track record of investment into sport on the African continent and continue to play a crucial role in the development of sport, particularly football. SuperSport, like other broadcasters we mentioned, has to be careful to put together a bouquet that their customers are willing to pay for, but also ensures that they are profitable. It's a very tricky equation.